This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول أَفَرَعَيْتُ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Yani all this evidence is for the person, the simple man, to reflect, to see around him, to see what he can relate to, and Allah is using this term so that people may understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ وَلَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَيُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. And at a time of hardship, you call into Allah, and Allah responds to your call. But يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. After all this introduction, when the man realized that is indeed he's talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أعهد إلي يا رسول الله. أعهد إلي. I mean, you are saying something that is powerful. I cannot understand everything. I cannot be with you. Give me a concise and simple advice that would benefit me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال لا تسبن أحدا. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not insult anyone. Don't curse anyone. Do not say anything bad to anyone. Do not say words that would hurt people. Because when you hurt mu'mineen, وَالَّذِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qur'an, talking about the people who were hurt, the believers, who were saying words, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا كَتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Those who hurt believers, male and female, without a sin, without a reason, they indeed carry on their back a heavy burden on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even instructing us and telling us not to say anything bad to the kuffar, not to curse them. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيُسُبُّ اللَّهَ أَدْوَانْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمِ. Yani, you cannot even curse a kafir. You cannot even say anything bad about their gods. You cannot say you worship angels. You worship rats, you worship a cow that McDonald's making business out of it. You worship this what we eat. You cannot disrespect their gods. You cannot say anything. Why? Because in return, what would they do? They will insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Out of jahl, out of ignorance. They don't know what they say. They try to defend their gods. They have dignity that it must be considered. They don't want you to go and tap on their personal life. They don't. Therefore, Allah is saying to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the believers, do not curse their gods. Do not insult their gods, because otherwise, out of jahl, they will insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ya ikhwati fillah, يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من أكبر الكبائر. The worst, the major sins that a man can commit, أن يسب الرجل أباه. For a man to curse his parents. Now the Sahaba of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم remember this. You're talking about people who used to bury their daughters alive. You're talking about people who would grab their children and slaughter in front of the idols. You're talking about people who used to marry the women of their fathers. You're talking about people who used to deal with interests, who used to kill with no reason, who would attack innocent people, who would steal children and sell them as slaves, who were some of them as known as thieves, like the Affar. They were evil people before Islam. But one of them, could not imagine insulting his parents. So the Sahaba all came from that and became believers. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَكَيْفَ يَسُبُّ الرَّجُلُ أَبَاهُ. How could a man insult his parents? It was far distant from their mind. And nowadays, in our society, for some of the children who call themselves the offspring of the masajid, or the inhabitants of the masajid, or the ruwad of the masajid, you will find them insulting their own parents. And they were born in Islam. وَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. But a man who was born as a kafir, a man who did not know his true father was, and that was some of the Sahaba, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset because the Sahaba keep asking him personal questions. Ya Rasulullah, what is this? Ya Rasulullah, what is this? He got on the minbar and he was very unhappy. And he said to the people, after he got on the minbar, Saluni masjid, ask me whatever you want. You think I don't know the answers? You think I'm giving you a fake answers? Ask! So one of the Sahaba qala, Ya Rasulullah, man abi? Who is my father? People are calling me, accusing me that my father is not my father. Who is my father? فَقَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم, your father is Hudayf. Yani look, the corrupt environment that they were living in. They didn't even know the true father. But they would not dare, they would not even say anything negative about their father. So they could not understand, Ya Rasulullah, how could a man insult his parents? فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَسُبُّ الرَّجُلُ أَبَا رَجُلُ. A man would insult someone else's father, and that man would insult your father. So indirectly, you insulted your father. And someone, you will go and insult someone else's mother. And that person in return would come back and he would insult your mother. So in reality, you as an individual are the cause for your parents to be insulted. So you are carrying the sin. In another hadith, يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّ الْمُتَسَابَ مَا قَالَ. Whatever two people were cursing one another may say to one another, فَعَلَى الْبَادِئِ مِنْهُمَا. The sin of that is on the one who initiated the curse. وَيَقُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا لَمْ يَتَعَدَّ الْمَظْلُومُ. Unless the person who was insulted first exceeds the limit. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. تَقَدَّمْ يَا إِخْوَتِي فِي اللَّهِ. And Allah, your brothers also to go around, or ask them to come around while you're standing outside. وَتَفَسَّحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ يَا إِخْوَتِي فِي اللَّهِ. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول رضي الله عنه, and listen to this يا إخوة في الله, يقول رضي الله عنه جابر بن السليم, from that particular day, from the day that I heard Rasul